Dean is on a mission. Not a mission from God, but he is he's busy doing something right now, a celebrity interview. This is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, and I will just take over for Dean right now and tell you about the Christmas specials that will be hitting your television set. I went to Decider.com and found out what is going to be on and how you can watch them. But if I could just give a little history, you all know about Rankin Bass. American Christmas specials made between 1964 and 1970. They were founded by Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass. The studio did a fair amount of hand-drawn animation, but was best known for its stop-motion animation, featuring tiny doll-like figures that moved through handcrafted wonderlands. Rankin and Bass directed most of the studio's output, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is probably the most famous one. Absolutely love these claymation movies. And Davy and Goliath, too. Do you remember those? The Church of the Latter-day Saints used to have the, "What the heck we supposed to do, Davy?"
I do remember those.
No comment on my good Goliath.
That was good,
Goliath.
Though. No,
thank
it's really
much.
Good.
So the 12th...
Wait, that was you? I thought that was
Shut up,
actually the person that did it.
Yeah, you play the audio. You did not touch a button. The 12 best claymation Christmas movies and how to watch them at Decider.com, in case we can't get to them all, because we will be talking to Dean Richards shortly. Jack Frost, 1979. I totally remember this one. You can stream it on Tubi. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was made in 1964. You can stream it on Prime Video. Oh my God, I love this so much. I love all these. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. I don't know if I remember this one, 1979. If you want more Rudolph, you'll love this other Rankin Bass film. Mickey Rooney, Ethel Merman is in it. This will be on Fubo TV. Again, if this is moving too fast for you, you can just go to Decider.com. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That was made in 1970, narrated by Fred Astaire. It's a biopic that tells the story of how Santa Claus became the man we know and love today. I love these so much. That's on Prime Video. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Shaun the Sheep, The Flight Before Christmas, was made in 2021. And I'm sorry, I have no idea what this is. Reindeer aren't the only animals who make up the Christmas holiday. Sheep play a role, too. This is animations like Wallace and Gromit type things. It looks like that. Shaun the Sheep, The Flight Before Christmas, you can watch it on Netflix. I may check it out. The Year Without a Santa Claus. God, I remember this one, 1974. This is like tugging at my nostalgia heartstrings right now. Santa Claus, just like us, he gets the flu, too. He did not get his flu vaccine. In this film, Mickey Rooney voices Santa, who gets a cold and decides to take a vacation to recover. Of course, a Christmas without Santa will definitely be messy, and what follows is an adventure. But don't worry, Santa will not get COVID. You can watch that on Prime Video. Miser Brothers Christmas. I know there's the Heat Miser. Oh, who's the other miser? If you watch The Year Without a Santa Claus, this is a follow-up that with the Miser Brothers, Heat and Snow feuding and the evil North Wind trying to take control. This was in 2008. I don't remember it either, but Prime Video. Rudolph's Shiny New Year was made in 1976. A cute little baby in a diaper with a top hat. Stream Rudolph's Shiny New Year on Fubo TV. And The Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993, the Tim Burton. That's a great movie. I think I'm going to watch that again. You can stream that on Disney Plus.
You remember the Heat Miser song? I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. 101.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. I remember all these movies. This is really such a nostalgic time. We put our Christmas tree up, one of our like four Christmas trees that we put up. One of them is up last night. No ornaments yet, but boy, I love this time of year. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and we're going to talk to Dean Richards. He's in the middle of an interview right now on live TV, so you know what? We have to wing it a little bit, but we were going to talk about Christine McVie. And we're also going to talk to Greg Kotz, music critic, later on this morning about Christine McVie. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, God, 2 days ago, and I said something about Stevie Nicks is great and all, but Christine McVie had the voice, and we got into a little debate about that. Stevie Nicks got all the credit, but no, Christine McVie, just a wonderful voice. And I learned something today from my son Michael's Instagram. What a lot of people don't realize is that Christine McVie was a tremendous blues singer and keyboard player. Much like how Peter Green Fleetwood Mac was a ripping blues band, Christine McVie, then Christine Perfect, that was her name, was in the blues group Chicken Shack from 1968 to 1970. When her tenure with the group was over, she put out a self-titled album. Much has been said about the British blues boom, but I don't think enough has been said about how Christine McVie stood out as a woman in an almost exclusively male music scene. So that from Michael McInerney, Michael Mac Music, a little tribute to Christine McVie. She had a wonderful voice. There are a couple of songs where I just hear her and I get complete goosebumps going. And I don't know if Dean is available or not. I'm sorry. I'm watching TV as I'm watching Dean do an interview. So just chirp in my ear if he is available. Metallica, Pantera, and Mammoth WVH, which is Wolfgang Van Halen, has set a tour date for 2024. Well, 2023, I guess, but they're not coming here until 2024. And you need to plan ahead. That is definitely some time. And what else do I have? Spotify, how to watch. I don't even know the Spotify story. Oh, the most streamed artist. Here we go. The most streamed artists. And I'll bet you I know two of them. Global most streamed artist, Bad Bunny. I've heard of Bad Bunny. Taylor Swift, I know who Taylor Swift is. Drake, The Weeknd, BTS. U.S. most streamed artist, the same thing. All right, I guess we're not going to talk to Dean today. I want to talk about something else then. Can I veer away from entertainment at this point? I guess this falls into the entertainment category. Funny gifts and toys for Christmas. Archie McPhee is this website, and basically it says we make weird, and they do. They're weird toys, weird everything. And Dave, we were going to talk about this earlier this morning. They have come out with some unusual flavors for candy canes, and I thought of you, and I think Vicky Kikuzian did as well, because they have a kale candy cane.
Nice.
Really? You'd try it?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. A bacon candy cane, which I think would be delicious.
Bacon.
And a Dean Richards flavored candy cane.
What? Nobody would want to taste that.
No, this goofy company.
It tastes bitter and like gin.
Archie McPhee has this crazy kale-flavored candy cane, shiitake mushroom, Caesar salad, ketchup-flavored candy cane.
Making me more sick. One is making me more sick than the next.
Well, and a brisket one. I'm sorry, but I would try that. I really would. I don't know if I'd like it, but I'd
disgusting.
Try it. Listen,
so
I know.
Are we ready to do the segment now?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't have much to talk about. I did do a little tribute to Christine McVie, son, Michael Mack.
That's the big story today.
Yeah, he absolutely loved her. Christine Perfect was her original name until she married John McVie. And I read that You Make Loving Fun was written about a production guy that she was having an affair with after she kind kind of told John McVie, you drink too much, I don't want to be with you. So she wrote, you make loving fun about this production guy, but she felt guilty, so she told John McVie it was about her dog.
Oh,
and that's all so, I know.
That's a warmer story. I'd forgotten how many of the great Fleetwood Mac songs that were because of her, that she wrote.
I know. And Stevie Nicks gets all the credit, really. She really does. And Christine McVie sang like an angel.
Sang like an angel, wrote, you know, like an angel. Truly, not just some of the greatest Fleetwood Mac songs of all time, some of the greatest songs of all time, period, are because of Christine McVie. So I'm sad to hear she's gone.
Yes, I am too, and we still
don't
know.
Not as sad as I am that there's a brisket-flavored candy cane.
Yeah, well, I want the Dean Richards-flavored one. What would it be again? Bitter and what?
bitter and gin. Or what was that famous line from Leslie, from Will and Grace? I thought I smelled gin and regret.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, can you talk to me tomorrow? Because I like filling in for Bob.
I have my undivided attention tomorrow.
All right.
Unless something else better comes up.
Thank you, Dean.
See you.
Talk to you later. Great segment.